Well, we do have a bunch of calls, so let's go to those calls right away. Let's head to Bev in Coquitlam. Hi there.
Hello, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. And what do you think about our discussion today on dance and dancing our way through the pandemic?
Well, I think it's timed perfectly. I do international folk dancing, and we've just had a weekend of up to 300 people at once on Zoom taking part in international folk dancing. It was a festival.
And so that you did that all over Zoom?
Yes, it was on Zoom. It was many screens.
Oh, wow.
I know. It was just so much fun. Oh, my gosh. And such wonderful people from all over North America. We had our teachers come from the Netherlands in the morning to teach us Bulgarian dancing other international dances. And then in the afternoon, we had a drumming workshop, an accordion or a fiddle. He was playing a fiddle, and we could play along with any instrument we wanted. Of course, he couldn't hear us on Zoom. Anyway, and then the dancing was wonderful, too. We had party Friday night, party Saturday night, and there was a band in Snohomish, Washington that taped itself for us, and then we were able to dance to them. And then on the Saturday night party, they actually sat on the deck in Snohomish, Washington and played for us. So it was very cool.
And why is dance, it sounds like you were dancing before the pandemic, but you kept on going with it even after. Why is dance so important to you?
It's an outlet. It's so fun to, it's much more fun to hold hands and do it. But we do a lot of dances from Eastern Europe, so we don't need a partner. I have a partner who doesn't really hear the beat in music, but it has been my outlet for 40, almost 50 years. Just every Tuesday night, off I go and dance. So now we do it on Zoom.
Wow. And what do you get out of it? Why is it so important to you?
Joy. I think dancing is an expression of joy. And for me, internationally, it's in many cultures. I also enjoy learning to say Yahoo in many languages and in many cultures. It's kind of neat to be able to yip and yap to the dances at the same time, as Turkish people would do it or as a Bulgarian might do it. Yeah, it's just a lot of fun. It brings joy.
Bev, thank you so much. I'm wondering, Bailey, what goes through your mind when you hear her? You're a professional dancer, but for a lot of people, this is just a way to relieve stress and bring joy. What are your thoughts about listening to someone like Bev?
I love hearing that because I really believe that dance is for everybody. And whether you're an audience member or you do it recreationally or you decide that it's your calling in life, it really is for everyone. It can be an outlet, like Bev said. And it does bring joy to so many people. I think that having it a part of your life can be a really wonderful thing. And I think dance education and recreation for adults as well is just so important. So it was nice to hear that.
All right. And Christian, what do you think? Like you're in this space that became so popular during the pandemic, and we just saw dances and we saw a lot of joy being brought through dance, and a lot of that was done through TikTok. Why is it important to bring this forward to your followers on this platform in particular?
Yeah, so definitely with dance, especially when I see a lot of the times people duet some of my dances, you do see that like they're actually really getting into the music. But other than that, like echoing what Bailey said about, you know, people all over the world having a sort of, I think dance is something that's very universal. And that's why, like, for example, some of the trends, they don't just come from America. They could come from the Philippines. They could come from the UK. And you see how different people from different places all jump in at the same time. And this actually really facilitates conversations in the comment section. And also to some, it's also a way of sharing their culture. So I definitely agree with the person who called in just now about how dance is a really unifying way of bringing joy to people all around the world.